Stark, this is Rick Tearing on Tony Maddox. That's T-O-N-I. Maddox is M-A-D-D-U-X. Maddox, M as in Mary. M-A-D-D-U-X, Tony, T-O-N-I. Date of birth is 4/23/1950. Date of visit is 3/7/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Do Wang. D-O, Do. Wang is H-W-A-N-G. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. This is present illness. This is a say this is a 71-year-old female who has a history of asthma. Has been recently treated for a upper respiratory infection with cold and postnasal drip, and was on a cough syrup. Has been short of breath with exertion. The patient also has a history of atrial fibrillation and hypothyroidism. And she complains of hoarseness, wheezing, and shortness of breath. But denied chest pains, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history. Patient past history has included history for asthma. And a history for chronic bronchitis. She had right knee replacement surgery, and also had an appendectomy as well as cholecystectomy and wrist surgery, as well as hammer toe surgery. She had atrial fibrillation and has been on anticoagulation since 2019. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient did not smoke and drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of congestive heart failure. Mother's illness alone. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, med list. Included albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Advair. Disc 250/51 puff BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, and levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily, deltaism 360 milligrams a day, and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or fever. Has cataracts, no glaucoma, has no urinary frequency, denies I'm sorry, denies mapdesis, but has some wheezing and coughing spells and shortness of breath. Says no abdominal pains, rectal bleed or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. No palpitations. Says easy bruising. Says joint pains and muscle aches. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Or itching. Next, physical exam. This thinly built middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallid sign of the cutaneous peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 97. I'm sorry, weight is 243, saturation 97. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes toward both lung face, strong expressions. Heart, the atoms are irregular, so as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no gammic. Extremities, no edema or lesions, normal reflexes. Skin, no lesions. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number 2 is solitary lung nodule etiology undetermined. And number 3 is atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is number 4 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient has been advised to come in for a polysomnographic study. A CT chest and a complete pulmonary functions to be done, and he was placed on Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 2 months, really, if necessary. Thank you.